Good morning. We continue to dry out behind the front that brought numerous showers and thunderstorms and another round of heavy rain to the region last night. That front continues to track toward the eastern seaboard, and we're still underneath plenty of cloud cover, mainly of the low variety. We also have areas of fog, some of it locally dense with lower visibility in some spot, at least for early this morning. As the front continues to track away, we'll see breaks in the cloud cover and sunshine as we go through the early stages of the day, mixing with clouds toward lunchtime. At this point, a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot overhead with a cooler pool of air, and this will create instability and generate scattered showers for the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, even some thunderstorms, which could produce locally heavy downpours. High temperatures behind the cool front will be back into the middle and upper 70s. That high pressure will continue to build in tonight with generally clear skies and lows back into the comfortable 50s. This high pressure center will be stronger than the previous ones that have moved in, and as a result, we'll see more in the way of sunshine on Thursday, a dry day with high temperatures in the middle 70s. It looks like this high will hang on and keep us dry on Friday, even as a weak impulse passes by. So with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll forecast highs in the upper 70s before we go back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and push temperatures into the lower 80s. The next more potent disturbance will arrive on Saturday night and Sunday with a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the second half of the weekend. Highs again will be in the lower 80s. A warmer and drier pattern the way it looks right now for the early part of next week back into the mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a persistent but gradually weakening upper-level ridge over the central United States will provide a continuing stretch of above-average temperatures across the northern and central plains through the middle of the week. Widespread high temperatures into the upper 90s and low triple digits are forecast again. These hot temperatures and lack of rain will likely worsen the ongoing severe to exceptional drought found throughout the region. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect. Farther west, the combination of extreme drought, gusty winds, and thunderstorms will produce fire weather concerns for the northern Great Basin and northern Rockies through tomorrow. Thunderstorms ahead of an advancing cold front entering the Pacific Northwest are likely to produce little rainfall, but lightning could reach the dehydrated terrain and spark new wildfires, with drying expected behind the modified Pacific cold front moving through the region. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 48 degrees with a west wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain showers and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with fog, 61 degrees, the dew point 61. 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.86 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 39 at Albany, Wyoming, and Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 74, that's right on normal for this time of year. Another 58 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, 7.69 inches now for the month, which is 4.78 inches above normal, and 22.80 inches for the year, which is 1.35 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 63. The record high 101 set in 1930, and the record low 45 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight, then clearing near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and storms tonight, then clearing back into the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, middle to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny again Saturday, lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms on Sunday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday with both days in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.